Hey everyone, Dirty Mo Media President Mike Davis here. Excited to tell you about one of our newest sponsors at Dirty Mo, Airbnb. The irony here is that Airbnb is new to Dirty Mo Media, but Dirty Mo Media is not new to Airbnb. It has been accommodating us for years. And if you are a race fan, and I think you are, you know why. I mean, you've booked hotels at during a race weekend. The prices are insane. You're stuck with these unreasonable multi-night minimums, whereas Airbnb, you got many choices, all within proximity, and it ends up being way more affordable. Now, I'm not only a frequent Airbnb guest, but my wife and I are also Airbnb hosts. And you should be too. We've been doing it for years. I'll tell you why. We have an investment property that we realized it could be earning additional income through Airbnb. You don't have to have an investment property to do that. You could just find extra space in your home. That works too. It all could be making you some extra cash. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
What do you think? Did he get him?
I mean, of all things to say.
What? What?
Family picnic sometimes. You more than just a potato salad.
Are you kidding me, Mike?
Oh my God, that is hilarious.
Welcome back to the Dale Jr. Download. It is Thursday, May the 4th, and this is the cool down lap.
Ah.
All right, I like it. Hey, that's finally getting somewhere. That's a name for a podcast.
Does that feel right?
All right, the cool down lap. Me and Alec, we were thinking about whether this should be the cool down or the cool down lap. What do you think? Cool down lap. The cool down lap.
Cool down is cleaner.
I agree.
Yeah.
That was my vote.
All right.
The cool down.
All right. So we're wondering if maybe we have found a name for the Thursday show.
I hope not.
The cool down.
I like being surprised by Alex on these show sheets every Thursday. It's always fun for me.
I'm calling it the cool down until something better comes along.
Oh, you are?
Yep.
All right, but that means that Alex has to find something better.
Yep. All right, so let's go ahead and have the icebreaker for the cool down.
See what you did
See
there.
See what I did there?
Right. You're not trying to make this a cryo talk, are you?
Here, I'm hungry for some bone jangles, I'll tell you that.
There you go.
Yeah. Also, anyways, we had Bill Davis in here yesterday. That was a fun conversation. And, you know, the dude had so many things happen, I guess, you know, sponsors coming and going, drivers coming and going. Everything that you think NASCAR racing is, this is it. This is what it is like being an owner.
Yeah.
It's not glamorous. It's not easy. It ain't everything coming and falling in your lap. This is what it's like, even today, in today's NASCAR world, being an owner. You're going to have, you know, you're going to find this, you know, diamond in the rough driver or some rookie hot shot, they're eventually going to leave.
Yeah, somebody's going to be after
him. Somebody's going to be after him. You're going to get those partners. Oh, man, it's such a great fit. Y'all have a couple awesome years together. They get a new CEO. Somebody retires. Somebody in, you know, the whole direction of the brand changes. They take their stuff somewhere else from NASCAR to college football or whatever, right? This happens. He lived it. He lived it, and that's what pretty much all of the owners, at least, you know, in the I'm going to exclude a couple of the bigger owners in the Cup Series, but the bottom half of the Cup Series, all of the Xfinity and all of the truck owners, they live the Bill Davis lifestyle. Anyways, it was a great interview. I really enjoyed it. Bill, you know, I'm sad to hear that he has nothing to do with racing, and he's fine with that. He's into the cattle business, still running his trucking business. It's very successful. You know, me, I'm always wanting everybody to go back to their roots.
Yeah.
Get back into the late model stocks. Yeah. Or the dirt cars, wherever they came from. ASA would be his.
That'd be his.
But, you know, everybody can't go to their field of dreams, I suppose.
Well, maybe the cattle business and the trucking business. I mean, that is his literal roots there. Yeah. But I need to go back and listen to the podcast. Parts of that interview, I remember sitting here yesterday wondering if this is a heartbreaking story. It feels heartbreaking a little bit. Like, it's almost like he couldn't even enjoy the wins because there was something on the back end that always just ended up knocking him back down. Did you pick that up?
Well, I'm going to tell you, if you wanted his story to be a heartbreaker, all the ingredients are there.
Yeah.
And we could have absolutely went down that road of, oh, man, this is such a terrible, and then this happens. You know, we could have certainly done that. His incredible wife sitting over there on the couch was a motivator for me to find the way to get this to a good place, right?
Sure.
And I don't want that to be what people think about Bill Davis. I don't want people to – I know that Bill had some moments where either, you know, he misstepped or he was done wrong or things just didn't go the way they should have. People always seem to perceive his team as a, let's say, a B team, right? And they're always looking at the A team, wanting to get to that point, leave his team for another, maybe a grass is greener on the other side kind of deal. We all know what we're talking about here. But I didn't want that to be his legacy. I don't want that to be his legacy. It's not. He won the Daytona 500. He won
overachieved.
Darlington. He won the Truck Series Championship. He reinvented Johnny Benson's career in a sense, prolonged Mike Skinner's career.
Yes.
Gave opportunities to a lot of young, talented drivers, Jeff Gordon being one, to find their real true potential and create a career in this sport. I mean, the guy, and that's just drivers. Think about the crew chiefs, mechanics, engineers, tire changers, jack men that have went through his program that are now still with us or doing something even better. You wouldn't believe it. The family tree of Bill Davis and Bill Davis Racing is massive, and the roots are deep. Let's move on. That was a great conversation. I hope you go check it out. Check out, man, what I brought today. I was going to talk about this Tuesday, but here we are talking about it on Thursday.
Right.
This is a tool, Mike. Do you know what this is?
It looks like maybe one of those tools that grips like an oil filter or
yes.
something.
Yes. How did you know that?
Well, because I know how to, I mean, I've changed the oil
and
things.
What?
Yeah.
You have? You changed oil?
Good grief.
What? Hey, this.
I used one similar to that.
I have been looking for this damn thing. So, me and Josh Berry were doing a Tire Pros sponsorship promotion the other day, and I was supposed to bring a bunch of tools to this promotion, and Josh was going to be blindfolded, and another service mechanic, like a mechanic, right, a dude who knows tools, was also going to be blindfolded. I was going to lay the tool in front of them and see who could guess what it is first, and this was one of the ones I wanted to bring because I knew nobody would be able to guess this blindfolded, right? But I found it, finally. And the reason why this tool is special to me is because when I became a dealership service mechanic back around 1992, I had a toolbox with tools in it, but all the standard stuff, right? Ratchet set, wrench set, screwdriver set, plier set, nothing really crazy, right? I was a quick lube mechanic, and I needed a one-size-fits-all filter remover.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what this is. It's a claw. I bought this off the Snap-on tool truck that came through. Which showed up at work once a week at least.
Oh, back in the dealership days?
Yes.
Oh, that still happens here at Junior Motorsports.
That's right.
Yeah.
So when the truck would get there, you'd go up in there and he'd try to, you know, he'd have all kinds of cool shit in there. And I'm like, man, I need that. And I still have it. Isn't that cool?
Yeah, it is cool.
Bought this in 1992, man.
Yeah, yeah.
I wanted to grow it. It's show and tell. Show and tell.
I like that.
Filter claw.
Yeah.
We also want to remind everybody about the Denny Hamlin Bracket Challenge, which is going on now. It's been live for a couple days. I think there's about 155,000 people that have signed up for this thing. It's ridiculous. It's blown up, just like I said it would. It's going to be the biggest thing ever.
This is where we got to bring Amy in to fix his embellishments, but maybe you're right.
Yeah. Denny Hamlin rarely comes up with a really good idea, but here's one. The Denny
Whoa,
Hamlin.
Oh, what? Poor what? Denny.
I'm just kidding. Denny.
Rarely
I'm just
comes
kidding
up with
you
a good idea.
Denny, great idea. He's the man at stuff like this. I mean, this is right in his wheelhouse. Denny Hamlin has come up with quite possibly the greatest thing to ever happen to fantasy sports in NASCAR. And it's called the Denny Hamlin Bracket Challenge, all right? And it's live right now at DirtyMoMedia.com. Basically, over the next 5 weeks, you're going to go choose head-to-head competitions among drivers. Go fill out your bracket. There's a big orange button on the page that you got to click, and that's the only way you're going to get to do it, obviously. So there's a $500 grand prize for the winner of this thing. Am 500? I right?
No, you're not right.
It says $500 grand prize.
It's valued at $500. It's not a $500.
Right here on my page, it says $500 grand prize. So if it's not $500, let's find out what it is. It's a $250 gift certificate or gift card from NASCAR.com. All right, you can use it to NASCAR.com store, I suppose, right? And you can expect a Dirty Mo Media prize pack. And that's going to include Dirty Mo Media Tumblr.
Do you know what that is?
It's a drink can holder thing. Somebody's going to throw that shit in the back of the damn closet. A Dirty Mo Media shot glass. Now, that'll get used. Because that's how I measure my drinks. I mean, you can drink out of a shot glass, but you can also use your shot glass as a measuring tool to make your mixed drink. I love that. Hmm. Best thing about shot glasses. People underappreciate that part of the shot glass legacy.
Yeah.
Actions Detrimental T-shirt. I don't even have one of those, dude. Those are rare. Denny Hamlin diecast signed by, hey, Denny Hamlin.
It's a good person to have
signed.
And
a Dirty Mo Media hat signed by myself and Denny Hamlin.
There you go.
All right. There's also 11 additional prizes. Dirty Mo Media hat signed by me and Denny Hamlin, which I just said.
Well, the point there is that there's a total of 12 winners. One is a grand prize winner, but then there's a
– How is there 12 winners?
11 plus 1 equals?
I know, but somebody – how do we find out?
Great
question. So you're going to pay out
great
the top
question.
12 positions?
Right. No, listen, it's all – the winners are based off of points.
Yep.
It's a point accumulation.
But what if there are 15 people tied for 10th?
Then it's going to be drawn.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I like it. All right, you go on there and you create your bracket. All right, it's very simple. You put in your name, put in your email address. Points are going to be given for correct picks and weighed by each round. Round one, 10 points. Round two, 20 points. Round three, 40 points, and so on. You can watch the race, track your progress, and see how you're going to finish second to me. Points are awarded per each correct winner selection. We're starting at Kansas. All right, Kansas, this weekend. If you haven't got your bracket filled out by the time of the race, you're done. You're not even in it. You can't do it.
You lose.
Lose. You can't even play. So if you want to be a part of this, fill your shit out before Kansas race starts on Sunday. That's at 3 p.m. Eastern, May 7th. We're going to play Kansas, Darlington, Charlotte, Gateway, and Sonoma's the final round. And pay attention. That's a road course.
Good grief.
All right.
Pay attention.
Yeah. Hey, I have William Byron winning it all because he kicks ass at Sonoma. And I have him going up against Ross Chastain in the final round. So good luck, Ross. Good luck beating Willie B over at Sonoma.
Jeez, Dale, God. He's passionate about this.
I love this idea, man. Yeah, I really do. I'm sorry I'm coming in hot.
I'm hot right now.
All right.
Jeez.
Let's talk about something a little more serious.
By the way, I am rooting. Let me tell you what I'm rooting for. If it was any other situation, like we got our team in the room, I want to know Dale's point total and where he actually stacks up when this thing's all said and
just
done.
Just look at the top of
the
page.
He's predicting first. I'm rooting for him to be in the top and then lose the draw. I mean, like, we even need to.
I'm not eligible to win.
You're not eligible to
rules.
Take the prizes, but I want, this is my point. I want him to get so close to being crowned a winner. And then losing right at the in the end. That would
I tell you what, man.
That would be it.
Give me that tumbler so I can put it with the other 50 tumblers I got.
Dude. I mean,
does everybody not have like 15 freaking tumblers by now? I'm just saying. Tumblers are very common. Damn, give the people something else.
Well, it's not like the prize pack is all tumblers. I mean, like, can it just be part of the group? Like, what did the tumbler ever do to you?
If we can't come in here and speak our true honesty, what the hell good is this?
All right, well, then let's do this. What are you going to replace the tumbler with? I mean, you got some ideas? What is it? What else?
I don't know. We'll figure out something. We got all kinds of stuff in that damn gift shop in there.
You know what else is in there? Hmm? Tumblers.
Oh. Everybody is like, I've got enough freaking tumblers.
No. You, Dale, have enough freaking tumblers. But here's the problem. You could do shirts, but now you got the size issue. Yep. Like, a tumbler, one size drinks all. That's it. You can use it for anything, right?
Oh, no, you can't. I've got a bunch of them. I can't find no purpose for them things. They're stacking up. Oh, man. And I feel bad. They're brand freaking new. You can't throw them away. It's just stacking up tumblers. I got a damn garage full of tumblers.
Get rid of some.
God almighty. Nobody wants them. Yo, you walk outside with a free, here's a free tumbler, man. They turn around and walk
the other way. How about this? How about we have, so right now we have 12 winners. Let's go a 13th winner. A 13th winner, guys, gets all of the tumblers in Dale Jr.'s cabinet. How about that?
There's been some.
Will you donate that?
There's been some supply chain issues in the world, but not in the tumbler category.
they reach in the end. They reach their destination just fine.
Yeah, buddy, we missed the mark on the demand of the tumbler.
Somebody would listen. You can enter this contest just to win Dale Jr.'s tumblers.
Oh man, please take my tumblers.
There you go. I love it. Yeah. I'm being serious. Are y'all?
Yeah,
we'll do it.
Okay. NASCAR history and heritage come alive at the NASCAR Hall of Fame. Celebrate my fellow inductees Donnie Allison, Jimmy Johnson, and Chad Knaus with their class of 2024 artifacts enshrined in the Hall of Honor. Don't miss the Ford Performance Showcase. It's a new Inside NASCAR exhibit that showcases the Ford Mustang's next-gen car through its design and innovation. The latest edition of Glory Road explores over 75 years of racing history with its cool 33-degree banking and 19 cars on display. On Mondays and Fridays, there's guided tours that take you behind the scenes with incredible stories and access to a NASCAR Hall of Fame insider. Or you can explore the hall at your own pace with the new mobile hub. It's a digital experience. Get behind the wheel of a realistic iRacing simulator. Or you can learn how fast-paced pit stops work with the Pit Crew Challenge. From the legends who shaped the sport to the new heroes earning a spot in the record books, the NASCAR Hall of Fame delivers an unforgettable experience. Book your visit to the hall today at NASCARHall.com.
The Dale Jr. Download is brought to you by ZipRecruiter.
You going to any concerts this summer, man?
I am. I'm seeing a concert in June. Hardy and Kit Moore.
Love Hardy.
In Charlotte. I was so stressed getting the tickets. I'm going to be front row. I'm in the pit. When these tickets go out, man, I am online as soon as tickets open. I don't want to miss a thing.
Yeah, you know, you got to act quick.
Yes.
And when you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for a business, you want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. Mm. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Dale Jr.
ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/Dale Jr. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/Dale Jr. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
All right, man. Hey, Ryan, let's move on. We forgot about mentioning this on the Tuesday show. There was some stuff on this sheet that was actually really helpful that I didn't look at.
What is it?
Ryan Truex wins his first Xfinity Series race. Ryan Truex.
We're talking about it on Thursday.
I know. Hey, I know. But do y'all remember that he was at Dover and he's leading with like 20 laps to go, driving for Gibbs.
Right.
And he lost. Like his teammate come and smoked him at the end. And you're like, what happened? Did you know that that was that 2012?
Yeah, good heavens.
Are you kidding me? Oh, my God. Sorry. 12 years have went by for this guy.
Yeah. Not just 12 years.
And he goes back.
12 years.
He goes back to the same track, driving for the same team, and finally wins it.
Yeah.
And then his brother swept the weekend. I just thought that was, you know, it's one of them things like, it's happening every day. Something happens where I'm like, holy shit, I am old.
That was one.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, my gosh.
I was happy for him.
Yeah.
And man, what a way to cap the week. I won't even say the weekend because the cup race was on Monday. But, man, for Martin to win and get his slump, you know, settled, I mean, that was awesome.
The other thing, too, that we didn't talk about Tuesdays, Alex Bowman out for 3 to 4 weeks. Broken vertebrae. I text Denny and I said, Denny, you had that same issue at Fontana. How many weeks were you out? I think he said 8 races or something. I was like, oh my gosh. Yeah. Hopefully for Alex, it appears that his injury may be less severe and he'll be out just for a few weeks. But what bad luck. What bad luck, obviously, for Alex. Hopefully everything goes well and he's back. But with Hendrick and Chase getting the injury, snowboarding, and now Alex, two drivers in the same camp. Honestly, man, I know people were asking a lot of questions about it, and they you know, Hendrick addressed it this past weekend about allowing their drivers to do other things outside of you know, their responsibilities in the cup car. And I would chalk this up to coincidence and nothing more. And, you know, I do not know where our four Xfinity drivers for Junior Motorsports are right now. I don't know what they're doing, and I don't care. Mm. All right, as long as it's legal. Mm. They could be racing a micro over at Millbridge right this minute, just trying to get some more experience on dirt, and I could care less. I think it's all I think it's coincidental and happenstance. Not a pattern.
How many things like this have to happen to Rick Hendrick for him to not start caring more than what you're saying?
Yeah. Well, I don't know that he doesn't care. I don't know what's going on in the conversations behind closed doors. Publicly, they have said that this is not going to change their policy, and I believe that. So I will say, you know, I was talking with other drivers, former drivers, not in the 75 greatest drivers of all time drivers like me, but I was talking to some other drivers who have retired, and we were reminding ourselves of the things that used to be in our contracts. Remember?
Yeah.
I couldn't remember my contract said specifically that I could not bungee jump or hang glide or
That's
jump
right.
out of a moving airplane.
Yeah.
Didn't it, like, verbatim had 100%,
wordage? 100%. No, it 100% called that out. And it also 100% came up in a sponsor. Believe it or not, Dale, and you probably never knew this, but we had a sponsor here at Junior Motorsports that had an idea that they were going to use you, and we had to go back to the contract and go, no, it says Dale can't jump out of an airplane here.
Yeah.
And they're like, what? And we're like, I mean, like, who would have even thought that we'd had to go bring this up in a sponsor meeting?
Oh, yeah.
But yet, there it is. That's why.
Yeah. It reminds me of Budweiser thought it would be this awesome idea to bring this Buell motorcycle to Daytona and give it to me as a gift. Funny story, because Budweiser, this motorcycle was beautiful. It's sat in here for years on display. It was red, Buell, sort of, a really nice motorcycle, and painted Budweiser, and it had Budweiser logos on it, but it also had literally 8 to 10 drink responsibly decals on it.
Yeah.
They're everywhere.
Yeah.
What in the hell? You work for these people, Mike. What's the deal with that? I mean, I get one drink responsibly. I get it. Okay, thanks. I appreciate the advice. But 8 on this motorcycle, I thought it made it almost unbearable to
you. Oh, you ain't rolling into Sturgis with it.
Yeah. I mean, you can't ride this thing.
Right.
There's too many
right.
drink responsibility.
Yeah,
there's
yeah.
more drink responsibles than there are bud decals on this thing.
There were. I remember this.
There were.
Yeah.
So, okay, that was a problem. And it was glossed over the decal, so it's not like you just peel them right off.
No. They were there for
the other funny part about this is Dad is down in his motor coach watching this motorcycle show up on the front of my bus, and he's like, "What in the hell is this?" And they're like, "Well, Budweiser's giving that to Dale as a gift. Here's his first Daytona 500, I guess, qualifying in the field or some sort of a, you know, hey, we're going to give you this." He said, "I want the title." He ain't tagging it. He's never riding that on the highway. He doesn't even ride motorcycles. Title freaking disappears. I never got it. Bike shows up, no title. And for, I don't know, I just recently sold this thing, probably 5 years ago. I got this in 2001. It's set here forever without a title, without a tag. I never rode it. We finally found out how you can get a title for it so we could sell it. And we finally sold the damn thing. I don't know where it went. Yeah, so I mean, today, it's so much different. We don't care where these drivers are or what they're doing. As long as they're, you know, as long as they show up for work.
I'm trying to think. We've had so many drivers here. I'm trying to think if there's an exception to the rule.
Back in 2000, man, there was a very strict policy. I think it was series-wide when you say that most drivers.
I don't know, but it seems that, you know, give me that title, that boy ain't going to have that motorcycle, seems rather extreme to me. And I don't think that other – I mean, I think you were in that unique situation. Yeah. I can't imagine that being the case anywhere else,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Like, you know, you know how a pilot has hours in a plane, Mike?
Yeah.
You know how many hours I had on a street bike?
Zero.
Zero. So when that bike showed up at the front of my bus, I had zero street bike hours.
Okay, but
that damn title getting taken was the best thing that could have happened in that moment.
I don't disagree with that.
I liked it because it showed that my daddy cared.
Okay. You sure? Like, you liked it?
Yeah, I liked it.
Okay.
I didn't want to ride the damn thing. I didn't ask for it. I didn't even want the bike.
All right.
You know what? If you're going to get me something that expensive and that nice, can I choose?
Do you have any more
hours?
You're
just going
to
bring me some random shit that I ain't even going to want?
Have you ridden
one
since?
You're going to spend that much money on something that I don't even want?
I got it. There have been other bikes that you've been gifted to. Did you ever ride them?
No.
So you still have 0 hours.
I'm not a biker.
I know.
Not a bike rider.
You don't even look it.
I rode dirt bikes.
Yeah, it doesn't count.
Okay.
I remember that Junior Motorsports chopper that Jeff Clark built.
I didn't ride that.
No, I think that was
Willie, my father-in-law did.
Did he?
Yeah. Not my father-in-law. He's married to my mom.
Stepdad.
You know what? I never even thought about it. I don't think I have any hours on a bike either, a motorcycle.
Yeah. Well, if I ever see one around you, I'll make sure that I take the title. Save you.
You don't want to ride?
I care about you, man.
Now I kind of want to ride one.
No, you don't.
I want to ride one. Yeah.
No, you don't.
You get on the back.
Shut up.
I don't want to say what that is, what that's called.
Yeah.
Lord knows Alex is going to be censoring the heck out of this thing already enough. We don't need to add to that.
He's actually questioning whether we need any of this conversation.
He probably is. He'd be right.
All right.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hey, we got a game.
We do?
Yep.
We do.
What is it?
Game is called Guess the Driver.
Guess the Driver.
Yeah.
Guess the driver with the most motorcycle hours.
All right, what we have.
Kyle Petty.
All right, look, I'm going to tee this up. And what we have in front of us, basically, Mike, we're going to do tic-tac-toe form again.
All right.
Across the top, you have three different numbers with the paint scheme. And across the side as well, you have three different numbers with the paint scheme.
Oh, God. The paint scheme is irrelevant.
Is it?
Yeah.
Why? Well, what the hell's the deal?
It was just a what Google could find me.
All right, so what are we trying to do here?
So you're trying to guess the driver that drove for two for both the numbers in the square.
Both the numbers.
Oh, no, car numbers.
Car numbers.
Oh, he's going to kill me in this.
Yeah, probably.
God.
My goodness.
Okay, and this is a little bit more widespread than the past few weeks where there's a couple answers. You can go back to the 60s and figure these out.
Oh, Lord.
But they're relevant drivers. They're not just like random people. They're relevant.
All right. So we've been playing this game, but this is the first time we've done car numbers.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to suck.
All right.
All right, give us the car numbers. Set the board up, Alex.
All right, across top, like Dale said, 55, 20, and 23. And down the bottom left side, 21, 4, and 8. So I don't remember who won last time. I think Dale did. So Dale, you can go first, Dale.
Oh, I'll go first.
How much time do we have?
You have.
Is this cup only?
This is cup only, yes.
So 55, 20, 23 across the top, 21, 4, and 8 down the side. And we've got how much time?
A minute 30.
Let me start writing some things.
Holy smokes. Nah, I might suck at this, man.
I do know one here. And Dale's on the clock right now, right?
Dale's on the clock.
Am I?
Yeah.
God,
am I?
Can we use more than one?
Yes.
Oh, so I can say repeat. The same driver.
You can repeat, yes.
Oh.
There's a way to do it without it, but you can repeat.
I actually know two.
Do you?
Mm-hmm. But they're in squares that aren't meaningful.
I'm going to go 55 and 4. It's Phil Parsons.
Correct. So that is the middle left. So now to Mike.
And I'm going to write down Phil Parsons because I would have never known what number Phil Parsons drove, but I can use him again?
Yes.
Okay, so Dale gets that. I'm making Dale O's. So I'm on the clock.
You're on the clock. Not a good stare right there.
I'm trying. No, I know some. I'm trying to figure out the middle.
The middle's hard.
Yeah, it's hard. All right, so I will go in the upper left corner. 21 and 55 is Michael Waltrip.
Correct. So now back to Dale. Whew.
Fifty-five and 8. Mark Martin?
Correct.
Mm.
So the 55 is all done, left side.
All right. I think 8 and 23. Tyler Reddick?
Incorrect. He drives the 45 car.
I know that, but did...
No.
No?
No.
All right. I got that mixed up.
Nope. So back to Dale.
The 23 and the 21 is also Michael Waltrip.
Correct. All right, that's top right, so it's back to Mike.
Well, I know another one. Let me just go ahead and say it. The 4 and the 23, I'm pretty sure Jimmy Spencer drove both of those.
He did, correct. And that is the middle right.
So Dale does have a chance to win. Like, Dale has a chance now to win. Mm-hmm. The way this is on the board. He has to get the middle.
The 420 spot.
Damn, it's going to piss me off.
It is Dale's turn, but Mike, if you get the 823, you also will have a shot to win that with that middle square.
Mm-hmm. I ain't got anything.
Nothing?
Nope.
No guess?
Mm. 8 and 20, Eric Almirola?
Nope, incorrect.
Yeah. Whoa, I thought he did. That's a good guess.
He ran the 8, but I didn't know if he might have subbed in the 20 at some point.
Not from my research. That was more Bush series, I think.
All right. Man, this middle one, this the 4 and the 20 is difficult.
Yeah, good. This is tough.
I'm just trying to write down who I... All right, I'm going to just start taking some flyers. I think I could come up with the bottom corner, but I need the middle one to block Dale, and if I can get that, then... I will set myself up for that bottom one. All right, so Let me spend a second here and think on this one.
The bottom right, you should get.
I know. I feel like the 4 and the 20, the middle one is really difficult here. I'm trying to think. Who was the... I'm going to just take a flyer on a couple of these. I don't know. Bobby Hamilton?
Which one?
4 and 20?
No, incorrect.
Okay.
So back to Dale. Who needs the middle to win?
I don't need this, the middle.
Yeah, you do.
Well, who's got an 8 and 20?
Nobody.
Nobody, but you've got the bot. You've got
nobody.
I know, so I could get both of those.
I know, but you have...
I'm just saying. I don't need that.
It's not over. It's definitely not over.
The 23, I think. And 23 and 8, I think, is Hut Strickland.
That's correct, yeah.
Dang it.
It's the one I thought you guys should have got. So now you got... Now Dale has two chances to win here. As it goes back to Mike.
Now I got to think about the 8. I got to think about the 8 and 20.
The entire 20 row is open.
Yeah, the 20 rows. Let me start thinking about who's driven the 20.
When you think 20, think it's not anybody recent. This is more 90s, 80s, I believe. And
I couldn't tell you who drove a 20 in the 80s. Okay, hold on. Let's just think here.
Yeah, I mean, I can't remember being a 20 car in the 80s.
All right, 8 and 20.
It might not be 80s, but it's back there.
Oh, shoot. This is and you said Hut Strickland there? 8 and 20. Bobby Hillen?
Correct.
When did he drive number 20?
I don't know. I just knew he drove
the
number 8.
But he has 3 starts in the number 20 car.
Hmm.
Now back to Dale.
I actually... Oh, I can win. I have to just go straight. I have to brush up on my 20s.
Get the 20s, yeah.
Okay.
Run the board.
All right, let's start thinking about that.
The 420 spot, this isn't... I don't think any one of these was like his main number.
Hey, whoa. Easy. Because it's his car. No, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Give me all the hints right now?
There's no way we're getting it.
I mean, I can guess.
No, I think it's going to be tough. Is the 20... Golly. The 20 and the 4... Mike Skinner?
Nope, incorrect.
Sterling Marlin?
Incorrect.
Dang it. Your turn.
20 and the 4... Ernie Irvin?
Incorrect.
All right, I'm just going to go next on my list. Ernie Irvin was going to be my next guess. I'm just trying to... I can't come up with people who drove the 20. And I've already guessed...
I don't even know how to give you another hint on this guy.
Okay, hold up. Yeah. Let's see here.
Ah, Mark Martin.
For which one?
20 and a 4.
I don't think so. Incorrect.
He never subbed into 20?
I don't believe so.
Okay.
So it's my turn. Was it my turn already? Or was it his?
I don't know. I've lost count. Yeah,
whoever signed, whoever goes first.
Yeah,
at this point, yeah. Oh, Bobby got it.
Well, then I know I'm not going to get it.
Bobby got it.
Bobby's listening.
Hell, if I was Bobby, I'd have got it too. But now I've been on my phone Googling.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Hold on. I need anything on this one.
The 21 and the 20, one of the drivers, it's a fill-in.
Yeah, I mean, I imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Let me... I mean...
Actually, both of them might be fill-ins, but...
I'm just going to go up top. 21 and 20. Right here and say... I don't know. David Pearson.
No.
All right. No. What's so funny about that?
Back to Dale.
I mean, we're literally throwing darts at it, but that's funny.
You got to.
That's hilarious. Okay.
Might have to find a different way to how to settle this.
I know. I'm good if you just want to tell us. What do you think, Mike? Dale's over.
No, that's literally my only chance to win. If he tells us.
We're going to be here all day.
I know. Mean, I think he needs to ask Bobby to give us a hint. You can't give us a hint, but
wait,
Bobby
whose
can.
Turn is it?
It's Dale's.
It's your turn. But this has got to, yeah. Then ask Bobby to wait before give us he gives a hint.
Mike, hey, he can give us a hint, but not tell us which square it's for. Since it's only two squares. I don't know. Maybe I'm just trying to help you. So it's not like, I'm going to get it. And
let's just do the last two squares. Now it's not, like, just give us a hint and let's see who I'll can come up with it first and they get the square.
Bobby's typing.
He's typing?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Okay. Meanwhile,
I'm having trouble with putting the 20 somewhere. What 20? What was the 20 in the 80s and 90s?
Exactly. I mean, like,
I should have wrote the year. I have no idea what year it is, but I just have the starts. He made 5 starts in the 20 and 20 in the 4. That's the 421.
Mm-hmm.
That's about all I know about the guy. So it's testing my knowledge, too.
But you know,
but he is a name.
Have you heard of the? Have you heard of the driver?
I've heard the driver, and once you like hear the driver, it is known. You'll know it.
You'll know it.
The 21.
Is he typing? Is that his hint?
Yeah, I guess.
That was the hint.
No. The 21-21. This is my personal hint to you. Yeah. He's been on the download before.
Ricky Rudd.
Yes, correct.
When did he drive the 20?
I filled in for Stewart one race.
One race.
Yeah.
All right, so I can win. I can win if I just get this middle before he gets it. I've got the middle column, top and bottom. I just need the middle. Yeah, whatever.
The other answer for that one was Tiny Lund.
Tiny Lund.
Tiny Lund.
I never got that.
I don't know how to hint that guy, though.
Dude, this is big, though. This is whoever gets this square wins the game.
Bobby does have a clue for Joe Rubin.
For what?
He does have a clue for the... Oh,
Joe Rubin!
I said it.
God almighty.
All right, I won.
When did he drive the 20?
I don't know.
Oh, my God. Like, God in heaven, we're going to ask these questions.
Well, this was, I mean...
To be clear, away, Alex, in a moment, in the crunch moment, Alex goes, Bobby has a clue for Joe Rutman. What a disaster ending of
that. Were you going to guess that one, Mike? Were you going to guess Joe Rutman?
I'm curious what the clue would have been.
He was briefly teammates with Dale Sr.
No, I would have never guessed Joe
Rutman. He was never teammates with Dad.
All right, well, I'm glad I said it.
Bobby!
Well, maybe Bobby's right.
When was he teammates with Dad? He wasn't.
For Stacy.
Don't make him... He wasn't. He drove the car later in the year after Dad left.
Ooh.
I don't know.
All right.
Let's
either
test
way.
My knowledge.
Yeah,
this game was hard. I think I'm going back to race teams, I'll be honest. That was the wheelhouse.
It was actually very freaking fun to you.
Was.
Got so random. They don't all.
I know. I tried.
Joe freaking Rutman driving the 20 car.
One of the answers was Marvin Panch. I don't know who that is.
Dude, when he went all in. Of this, the answers probably need to be in our lifetime.
Yeah, I agree.
Right.
Yeah, I agree.
That's on you.
Yeah. No, that is on me. 100% on me.
And that's even before you gave away the answer at the end.
Yeah.
I can't tell you anything else about Joe Rutman.
I did enjoy that. That was fun.
We don't want it to end. We don't want this.
No. We're going back to the wheelhouse. Run. The wheelhouse.
I think I won that round since I got so many correct. And Mike, you had a few correct, but not as many as I did.
I think we had the exact same number of correct.
I had more.
That's... Nope. Not possible.
Yep.
There's 9 squares. We each had 4 right.
That doesn't add up right.
Well, the next
4
game
plus 4 is not 9.
Nope. I guess I have to explain this to you like you're my kid. 4 plus 4 means we had the same number correct, and we were going for the last square to win until Alex came and gave us the answer.
I just know I did better.
That's how that works.
I just know I did better. You only got a few there at the end just guessing randomly.
That's true. Bobby Hillen. I was actually proud of my Bobby Hillen.
That was a good pull.
All right.
That was a good pull.
Well, hey, we promised it earlier this week on Tuesday. We got the Short Track Insider with Hannah Newhouse coming up. Let's see what she's got.
Welcome back to Short Track Insider, where, to be quite honest, there's not much of a recap from last weekend. Because pretty much everything that we had told you to preview got rained out, from Lucas Oil late models, USAC sprint cars. They had a whole week scheduled. That got rained out. We heard about the Spring Sizzler from Stafford. That got postponed to another weekend. So Yeah, not a lot to recap there, to be quite honest. But don't you worry, because, man, there is plenty coming up this weekend. We've continued to hear news breaking in the Cars Tour about new names, new faces. We heard Kenny Wallace, of course, joining the field a little bit later on this season. And another, well, we're not going to call him a new name because he's definitely made a name for himself amongst the world of late model stock racing. But that driver, of course, Landon Huffman. You've probably seen him sporting High Rock vodka on his car, whether it was at North Wilkesboro last year when the late model stocks ran there, as well as at Hickory Motor Speedway. He's the reigning track champion and is actually coming off of his first win of 2023 and going into this weekend's Cars Tour race because, hey, it is the month of May. Can you believe it's the month of May already? Well, this weekend, the Cars Tour is going racing. They'll be at Ace Speedway this weekend. And Landon Huffman announced earlier this week that he has teamed up with Nelson Motorsports in place of Cale Gayle. He'll take over the Touring 12 assignment and is going to run the remainder of the Cars Tour late model stock portion. So great news to see him get pulled up to the Cars Tour. He's got experience there. And we caught up with Landon Huffman to see what he had to say about their expectations this weekend at Ace, as well as the season.
I first spoke with Mr. Nelson following the Cars Tour race at Hickory, which I had ran in my car, and they had struggled and missed the race. And I just reached out and let him know, you know, if you guys need any help, I'm more than happy to lend a hand. You know, let me know if there's a way you see me being able to contribute and help you guys get back on the right path. And a couple days later, he messaged me and asked if I would go test their car at Hickory. The test went well. And then that led to him, you know, asking if I would drive the 22 for the rest of the year. So, incredible opportunity for me. Obviously, Mr. Nelson, you know, has won 3 Cars Tour championships as an owner, and Nelson Motorsports has a history of running well in the series and a traditional winning. So, we won this past weekend at Hickory, and, you know, won the track championship there in 2022. But that's driving for my family-owned team, a car that I own now, and winning this past weekend was huge for us because we have not had the greatest start to the season. It's been a lot of bad luck, just things out of our control happening. We've ran okay. We just, you know, keep getting in wrecks or getting tore up and haven't really been able to improve the car because we've been too focused on repairing it. So getting in victory lane this past weekend was huge for us and my crew, not just me, but my crew as well. First time that we've put High Rock Vodka in victory lane. That was their first trip to victory lane, so that was really cool. And, you know, gave us a lot of momentum moving forward.
Landon Huffman, definitely someone to keep an eye on this weekend as the Cars Tour does go to Ace. It is a Friday night show. And, of course, you can watch all of the Cars Tour races on Flow Racing. Plenty of racing, honestly, across the board this weekend. Earlier this week, there was supposed to be a high limit race at Kokomo. That was pushed to Wednesday and then unfortunately rained out. But there will be a reschedule of that race. So keep your eye on the high limit social channels to be able to catch that sprint car race. The World of Outlaw Late Models have a 3-day show at Mississippi Thunder, which, not to confuse anyone, is a racetrack in Minnesota or Wisconsin or one of the two. Nonetheless, it's Mississippi Thunder, and it is the Dairyland Showdown, $50,000 to one driver on Saturday. You can watch that all on Dirt Vision. The World of Outlaw sprint cars are at Eldora for Let's Race 2 this weekend. So it's a combination event with the USAC sprint cars. You can watch the World of Outlaw sprint car portion on Dirt Vision and then head over to Flow Racing for the USAC sprint car portion of it, both Friday and Saturday for those. The NASCAR Wheel and Modified Tour heads to Monadnock this weekend on Saturday. And then you've got the Lucas Oil Late Models, who up until this point have only raced Florida Speed Weeks, which, if you're following, that was in about January, early February. They have been on a unfortunate rain tour, consistent cancellations. Last weekend was canceled. So they are hoping to finally get their season restarted. They head to Ponderosa on Friday and then Florence on Saturday. Also, the Pro All-Star Series is at Thunder Road on Saturday. And if you're a fan of midgets, the Extreme Midgets are in action at Humboldt on Friday and at I-81 on Saturday, or 81 Speedway on Saturday. Both of those Kansas racetracks, you can watch those on Dirt Vision. A new territory for a lot of the midget drivers in that series as well, so it'll be cool to watch that. And the ASA All-Stars head to the state of Wisconsin on Sunday. You can watch them on Racing America. They'll be at Madison Speedway. And if you're looking for a Monday race, the XR Super Series is dirt late models for those unfamiliar with it. They are at Kokomo on the 8th of Monday. And of course, they've got their own streaming broadcast as well. So just about anywhere you look, there is racing happening right now. Almost everyone's opened up their regular seasons. Bowman Gray is underway around here. Of course, Hickory's been in action for quite some time around the Carolina areas. And we're starting to see the West Coast, the Midwest people open up as well, with snow finally melted and Mother Nature just kind of needs to stay away with that rain. We don't need any of that business around here. But nonetheless, it is the month of May. Plenty of racing action. It's going to be an exciting time across the board in short track racing, you know, and if you're an IndyCar fan, it's the month of May. That's all you have to say. But next week, we'll recap it all, have you covered here on Short Track Insider.
Hey, Dirty Mo listeners, this is Dylan Hart Jr. It's May, and you know what that means. The Indianapolis 500 is just around the corner. Thankfully, we have Speed Street with IndyCar racer Connor Daly and comedian Joey Molinaro. They're going to get us ready to go. Follow Speed Street so you never miss an episode, and get ready for the greatest spectacle in racing, the Indianapolis 500.
Selling a little or a lot?
Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We're going to go right into Stump the Download.
Do you guys have the sheet?
I think I do somewhere. All right,
crumple it up and throw it. Crumple it up and throw it out, because don't look at it.
The Stump the Download?
Yeah, crumple it up and
what
throw
did
it
you
out,
do
right?
On
crumple
this
it up right now. Crumple it up right now. Now throw it in the trash can.
Why do we have it?
throw it in the trash
He's
can.
He's giving us the answers
throw
again.
Throw it in the trash can.
Are you serious? Oh, my God.
Yeah, I messed up.
What in the hell?
Long morning.
Oh, my God.
Did it go in?
It's so good. Yes.
That should have been the decider on the game.
Okay.
It was about to be.
If it's going to be a basketball game, I'm always going to lose. All right, so
he gave the answers in our sheet.
Hey, we're going to play a game. Here's the answers.
You come up with the questions. This is Jeopardy.
Thank you, Hannah Newhouse, for the Short Track Insider. We're going to play Stump the Download, and let's get going. These are, I guess, fan questions sent in, right?
Yes.
That we usually do, Stump the Download. Let's go ahead. Me and Mike, we're going to play together, Mike.
Yes, good. You guys are on our team. This is month of May edition, so one question pertains to the Coke 600, Indianapolis 500, and F1 at Monaco.
All right.
So it's all themed. First one, the 1993 Coca-Cola 600 was the first to be run under the lights at Charlotte Motor Speedway. Dale Earnhardt won. Jeff Gordon finished second. Who else finished in the top five?
Rusty Wallace.
No.
Mark Martin.
No.
What year?
1993.
I thought the first race under the lights was the All-Star race.
It was. This is the first Coke 600 under the lights.
Okay.
Not the first race under the lights.
All right. So who in there? How many are there? Or are there,
just
no, three.
Basically, name the top five. Dale Earnhardt finished first. Jeff Gordon finished second. Who finished third, fourth, and fifth?
And he's guessed Mark. And
Rusty and Mark has been our guests.
Bobby Labonte.
No.
Oh, that was a dumb guess. I know.
Jeez.
Oh. Dale Jarrett.
Correct. He finished third.
Davey Allison.
Incorrect.
Bill Elliott.
Nope.
Not a clue. Tell us.
No, no, no. Whoa, whoa.
This is we're barely guessing random.
I know. Give me a chance though. Hold on. Yeah, I don't know the top five running order, but like
I have no clue.
I have a clue.
That's sitting here and guessing all day.
I know, but it's kind of fun just trying to guess who was driving in 1993.
You want me to tell you the teams?
Sure.
Not the number, but the teams. Hendrick and...
Oh. Ricky Rudd. Kenny Schrader.
Yes.
Did he finish fourth or fifth?
Fourth.
All right, so we're just...
I don't want to tell you the team because you're going to get it then.
All right.
You've said him today.
It's like freaking 35.
I'm drivers. Over hints. I'm over hints.
Joe Ruttman. Michael Waltrip.
No. One of the car numbers was on the sheet.
Mm-hmm. Hold up.
Morgan Shepherd?
No.
No, he drove for Hendrick. So
no,
who
he didn't. Hendrick was Ken Schrader.
Hendrick was Schrader.
Oh.
He said the number's on the sheet, so I went 21 with the brothers.
I got it. All
right, you have 10 seconds, by the way.
Good. Put me out of my misery.
Mike, you got anything?
Come on, Mike. You love this game. Come on, Mike. Throw some guesses out there. Shout some names, Mike. Come on. Hutch Strickland. Come on, Mike. Bobby Labonte. Come on. Bobby Hamilton.
Give me one
name. I can't answer.
Bobby Allison.
Kind of pressure. This is such a nuisance.
Bobby Allison. Donnie Allison. Cale Yarbrough. Tiny Lund.
Tiny Lund.
Ernie Irvin.
Marvin Panch.
Ernie Irvin.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, Marvin Panch would be a good answer. All right. Next question. This is the...
Oh, that was the NASCAR one. Now we get the IndyCar and the FO. Who these finished are, the top these, five in Monaco these, no, in 1980?
These are fun. These are fun.
All right.
It's a long-standing tradition at the Indy 500 that the winner pours milk on themselves. You guys know that.
They don't pour it on themselves. They just drink it.
Jesus. They pour it on themselves, too. Yeah, they do.
Nickelodeon channel.
Like it's a Gatorade.
Yeah, it's slime. Yeah.
What?
It's doubled. It's the what was that called? What is that game show called?
Double dare. Yeah, double dare. It's great stuff. Everybody pours it on themselves. Why wouldn't you? Also, in 1993, this driver did not pour the milk on himself. He didn't drink it either.
I remember that. Who he was the protesting?
Who was the driver? And what did he pour on himself?
What year was it?
1993.
I remember that happening. Didn't he drink like orange juice or something?
It was orange juice, yeah.
That's so funny. I don't even care. He got slimed.
Oh my gosh. What an idiot. Why was he so upset about milk?
He was protesting something.
Because he comes from an like orange farmer or something.
Lyondike.
No.
He was protesting because he grows oranges for a living?
He wasn't protesting. I think he just did it because he's an orange farmer.
Oh, that's what
wanted,
it was.
And he wanted to do it. And then later he did drink the milk, but like in the moment he didn't. Didn't pour it on himself, though.
God almighty. Who was that? I remember it.
It's a very famous family.
It 1993. Wasn't that
Mears. Andretti.
No. But who was it? Was that not the race that...
Just famous names. Sullivan.
Sullivan.
Danny Sullivan.
Was it...
Unser.
No.
Do you know this?
There's no more famous...
I feel like...
There's no more famous names.
I feel like you're right there. I think
you're
right
there. There's no more famous names. Those are the famous ones.
Well, maybe it's not so famous. Done making declares after today's show.
They're mid-famous?
I think I'm just going to downgrade the famous on it.
Not quite famous, but sort of famous.
I think that
should help.
Yeah, mid, as the kids say.
He has an amount of fame.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay, Mike, I'm going to give you a hint. I'm going to give you a hint. He has some moderate fame.
Oh, well, that's clear. That's clearly A.J. Allmendinger.
All right, can I just say it?
Yeah.
Please.
Emerson Fittipaldi.
Oh, my
that's
God.
What it was.
He See,
that's
have some moderate fame.
That's moderate fame. Yeah, that's pretty good. All right, good luck on this one, I guess. Three drivers have won the Monaco Grand Prix five or more times. Can you name two of them?
Schumacher?
Yeah, it's one of them.
Senna.
Yeah, it's two of them. There you go.
There we go. Way to go. We kicked ass.
Yeah.
Let's fight the football.
Who else can we name? Five times.
That's it. We won.
If you can get this guy.
Wait.
Oh, come on.
It's two. It's three. So you named two.
Oh, three.
You got it right.
Yeah.
You got the question
but
right.
Then but then here he goes, if you're going to get this guy, then... Like, so this is an obscure guy? No, it can't
be. I've never heard of this guy.
Oh, you've never heard of him?
No.
But if he's won five times...
Juan Manuel Fangio? No. I don't even know how to say it. That guy? Juan Manuel. Manuel.
Fabio.
Manuel Fangio. I don't even know how to say it.
I think this is an old school guy. I don't know. He's got a very planned...
Like, show Tiff the answer.
A bland name?
Oh, yeah.
Is this somebody we would... Oh, so even Tiff hasn't heard of
him. Yeah, a bland name. I think British.
Bland name?
I think British.
What is it?
Graham Hill.
Oh, Graham Hill.
That's one of them. Hill boys.
I would have not guessed it. But yeah. Man, what the hell? What the hell?
I wonder if he poured milk on himself.
What a trash job we did with the games today.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good.
Oh, my goodness.
I liked it better when Steve Letarte was here and he could at least take some of the shame that comes with this.
Yeah. Hey, let's not quit. As much as I clown this segment, let's keep going. I'm loving the gains.
Me too.
Hopefully people laughed, if not, even at our own expense.
I have a new idea for next week. That
what is it? Tell us.
Do you want me to tell you?
Why not?
I don't know. You've told us everything else.
You can't say something
including the answers.
Like that
why not go ahead and tell us what the game is?
You can't say something.
Radio chatter.
Yeah. Yes, it went in.
The podcast listener's going, dude likes radio chatter.
Smoked it.
He made the trash basket. The trash shots. Basket. He just finally made one. He's not that excited about the radio chatter.
Didn't even hear it.
What are we going to do? Listen to radio chatter and guess who it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't have to guess. It'd just be funny to listen to it.
All right, Alex, we'll give it a shot.
Well, we actually get to listen to it?
Yeah.
So I'll play it. It's just a matter of knowing whose voice is whose. Like, it's as simple as that.
Alex really hasn't thought this out.
I haven't thought it out. As an idea.
It's not a game.
I got a week to think about it.
Hey, yeah. Mike, we're just going to sit here and listen to race audio.
Yeah.
That's it.
Right.
That's it.
Right.
Then we're moving on. We're moving on to Short Track Insider after a little audio. Then we might come back to it.
The radio chatter he picks is going to be something like this. I'm so mad at you, Greg Zippadelli. Tony Stewart, cannot drive this car. Who is it?
Yeah, it might be. I don't know.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, I think that's the show, man.
Put us out of our misery right now. Yeah.
I have enjoyed this week. I'll be honest with you. It's been fun.
It is fun.
It's only it's early in the morning too. Don't you wish we could do this all day, every day?
You know what? I wish we could, but we can't. So let's...
Who says?
There's
other things to do. Let's get an antenna out there and just go live early in the morning and be on all day.
You know what? This is a good idea. You should do it by yourself.
Okay.
Would you want to do that?
All right.
There you go. No, look, this is fun.
All right.
Let's do it. We'll do that another day.
Mm-hmm. Good all show. Right. Hey, what was this? The cool down lap is coming to an end.
Nope.
Pull it into
the
garage.
Cool down. We negated
messed
the lap.
Nope. Cool down lap. Nope. I'm not ready to get rid of the lap yet.
Okay.
It's the cool down lap coming into the garage. Pull the hood. Let's check them plugs.
All right.
All right. We'll see y'all next week. Don't forget, Denny Hamlin Bracket Challenge. Denny Hamlin Bracket Challenge. It's a lot. It's a lot to say.
Yeah.
Denny Hamlin Bracket Challenge.
You really don't want this to end, do you? We're going to keep it going.
Let's see who's going to run second. Starts at Kansas. I can't wait. Can you tell I can't wait? I'm excited about it.
You are excited.
All right. We'll see you.
Check out Dirty Mo Media. Check out Dirty Mo Media. Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, and Instagram.